ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
Fortunately, the trees accepted the child and agreed to raise her. Like you were operated by the trees. One of the prime reasons for us to be in this world is actually is the one is envious of that losing, we will lose our position in this world. So the king is an example of that, and Bhagavatam then mastered that whenever the sages perform austerities, they become awful. That's the quality of doing austerity. You get shakti. So generally, someone who is in a greater position than us, or someone who is performing austerity, they become jealous because they think that they will get power from such austerities, and that they will take over them. So actually, this is one of the other non-quality. As in the case of the devotee, we don't worry about that because we are, we don't need any of those positions. We don't look for positions. So that's one thing we have to understand clearly. So, this is in the case of the demigods. This is why the demigods are not great devotees, because the demigods, they are after power and glories and material wealth. So that makes them. But at the same time, we also like to be devotee. This is like a, how you say, mixed devotees. So, they are not demons, but they have desire for glory and fame and respect. We all know what I'm talking about. Because sometimes this is also in our case. We want to be in front. You know, we want to have some good qualities that can. We want glory and respect from others, but actually, when we don't get it, we become upset and jealous of others who have it, isn't it? So when you worry about that, because Krishna is in control, and we have to understand there's also karma. Because of the influence of the karma, because of our accumulation karma from previous life and this life, we awarded with certain type of opulence, born in good family, born in a very wealthy family, a very strong, handsome, beautiful. This is also a result of good karma. Bad karma, proper explanation, makes devotion that people are born as ugly, very ugly and very poor, deformed. These things is a result of karma. So, we all need to see the what's the reason behind this. You cannot jump to conclusion, and we have to all see through knowledge. But when we are filled with desires, material desires, and wanting to fill assets in this world, then we become entangled with the karma. That's in the case of the demigods. And then same here, Chandra, Varuna, Indra. So sometimes the demigods, they're always very jealous about the sages. The sages of Manasarana, the sages of the performing austerities in the forest. And there's so many different sages. The wealth of the Brahmana is in his austerity. The other day we were talking about, if you have sannyasi, if you are, you will become wealthy, people will give you money. That's the purpose of becoming sannyasi. People will automatically give you respect, people will automatically give you wealth. But we ourselves, we remain aloof. So we have to see what is underlying. We don't become great devotees so we can get material wealth, so we can get respect. We want Krishna to know us. That's all. There's a verse in devotion. And the devotees are praying, Krishna, please, I'm here, recognize me. Of course he recognizes, but that is our prayer. We don't want material things that entangle us. The reason why we are in the material world is because we had desire in our heart, deep down, somewhere deep down in our heart, we had desires to compete with Krishna, like Prabhupada said in the Purport here. We want to compete with Bhagavan. I want to compete, I want to be like him. So that's why the material world created, because in the material world here we can be, we can communicate to be like God. So, the Prachetas, they order by God himself to marry and their daughters, the Pandu, you know. So, everything Krishna, there's all Katya. They can have more than one. Sometimes you read in the Mahabharata and in the scriptures that the kings, they have so many wives. Because they were very kingly and they had opulence and they were very strong, they can maintain them. But that is not accepted in this Kali Yuga right now, because we will take care of them. So the difference is, we have to see if Krishna wants us to perform certain type of devotional service, certain type of responsibility, that is okay. It is not for our sanctification. Srila Prabhupada used to tell somebody, okay, you get married. He told somebody, you take sannyas. You remain brahmacharya. Because he knew these people are not going to, this guy, he cannot be a brahmacharya sannyas. He knew that. He is better off as a grihastha. And he can perform service to Krishna as a grihastha. So it's a spiritual. It's not a name. One can be a grihastha and serve Krishna. But of course there's consequences. There's responsibilities you have to take. It's not that get married and live a good life. There's a lot of anxiety to be able to remain as a grihastha on top of all responsibilities. He needs to chant the rounds, he needs to study the sastra. He also needs to develop love for Krishna. So Prabhupada used to say, if you become a grihastha 70%, it becomes less 70%. It cuts your devotional service, because you have to worry about so many things to maintain family. Worry about bringing money, and pay for this, pay for that, school, children. Oh my God, it's just one endless. You can ask any grihastha. So brahmacharya life is a wonderful life. It's an opulent. The real opulent doesn't even have anything. Nothing to worry about. That is, brahmacharya life is what everybody wants. But because they cannot maintain, they climb up to grihastha life. But I'm not saying grihastha is bad. If they can, a good grihastha is that they have, like Shukadeva was saying yesterday, putra mutra. You hear that? He's talking about this yesterday. So if you can make your children Krishna conscious, then they become proper putra. They can liberate you. Putra means to liberate from the parents, from going down to material, take birth again, they can liberate you. But if you cannot, the chances are it's not easy to make your children Krishna conscious in this day and age. Because they're going to school, they're going to live there, there's some bad situation. It's beyond our power to force them to be conscious. So, if you can keep your hands clean, not take too much responsibility, our main responsibility in human life is to be conscious. It's to assist your duties. What is the problem with that? When you come to here, people are not hurting you. We are not having here to give the machine gun. And here is a peaceful place. Krishna is standing playing flute. He said, come on, come to me. When you are in the womb, before you are born, it is said in the Bhagavad that we are suffering so much in the womb that we are praying to Krishna, please get us out. I'll serve you. I promise you. It's just like sometimes you're in a very difficult situation, there's so much suffering, you're praying, please get me out of this. Please help me. We ask him to go to you or someone who can help us. Similarly, when we're in the womb and we are suffering so much, we're being beaten by wounds. Inside the womb, we're all squashed in. We're praying to Krishna. So when you come out, we forget the promise we made to Krishna. So those days the kings, they had a lot of power. But they were not ordinary kings. They are mentioned in Bhagavad Gita. They were great warriors of Krishna. They were not entangled by family life. Even though they had family, children, but they were not entangled. When they turned 50, or after 50, straight for the forest, Varanasi. I am not for Krishna. I am yours. They had to make sure that their wife and their children grown up, that they're taken care of. They've done all the duty. Hit for the forest. There's no forest these days. They cut all the trees. Next year. Go to Krishna temple. Full Dhammapad. Krishna, I was. I'm suffering so much. Please help me. I want to show you. I had nothing of your life. Now I want to be yours. This is why Krishna created old age. If you have any plan, there's no old age. They have been with someone else at the age of 100 years old, but they don't look like old, and the time's up. And so, you have to come down while you're having that someone else in your car. Then I'm going to chill more. Birthday old age disease. Take birthday in that one. Or in India. And we are in mercy and misery. So we are very lucky. Krishna, we have to always listen to what Krishna says. That is what Maya means. Maya means we see something not. We are embracing Maya in the material world. Japati of Hare. Other day someone was saying, Maya said, come on. She has an eye. Cut your throat. And you think I'm enjoying it. There's a cattle that live in the desert area, and they're eating the thorn. That's their halabah like we eat. That's their delicacy. They turn and they're bleeding in their mouth and they're thinking, this is the pleasure. So same thing I mean with your world is like that. You're suffering but you're thinking there's a fantastic. That's my enjoyment. What is enjoyment? So, Bhagavatam points out those who can be Krishna conscious in the midst of family life, in the midst of such so-called material enjoyment, it's a challenge. There's a real challenge. So, why not we become Krishna conscious while we have everything here already? Why we go for sense enjoyment when there is so much harder to be Krishna conscious? Already everything is here for us to be Krishna conscious. We're looking elsewhere. So, the prachetas, this is not in this age. This happened in other yugas where everybody was Krishna conscious, more or less. Tathayuga. You are everybody, not everyone. Not just in the temple, everybody was very Krishna conscious. This happened in Satyayuga. That time people were very Krishna conscious. Golden age. Now we live in Iron Age. We want a piece of gold, we have teeth around, we have a little piece of gold, they can hang on our neck. Everything is made of iron, metal, rusty metal. So we live in Iron Age. Kali Yuga was in the Raja. Everyone in this Kali Yuga is fruitful. This is why everybody is looking for, because it is full of fault. So the tendency is to always look for in others because we are living in old age. But we forget, we are also very lucky. Kali Yuga is the most lucky, more than the second Yuga. Because in this age, you can just generate Krishna. Problem is so easy for us. Generate Krishna, take Krishna. Wow. Oh, it's no chance. there's still a slavery. There's still a slavery, you know, to take shower every day, 3 times a day, and then Hare Krishna, which is dance and sing and ecstasy. That's still a slavery. And they rather work hard and get paid a little bit and live the life like that. So the Krishna consciousness movement is Srila Prabhupada's mercy on us. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy on us. Make it so easy. All you have to do is follow the four principles. No meeting, no gambling, no sex, no taxation. Four things. We don't do those things. People say, if you don't do those things, where is the enjoyment you're getting from? What else is there? So, Bhagavatam gives the two sides of the coin. It tells you what is material life and what is spiritual life. You can compare it. So spiritual life is the bright side. Material life is the ignorant side, the dark side. And spiritual life, look to the light. Look to the divine. Look upward, the supreme. Don't look down to the material world. Rise above. This is what yoga says. So Bhagavatam points out very clearly what is the process for us to liberate from this ignorant material world. Oh my God, you know this, yeah. To come out of ignorance, clear away from the darkness of ignorance. Krishna Sridhar Mamaya, the Gaja, Krishna, Nay Maya Adhikara. Where there is Krishna, there is no Maya. It's far away. Maya Adhikara doesn't have the power. So we are under the protection of Krishna. We don't have to worry. Abhayam Charan Dev. Abhayam means one who is fearless. Srila Prabhupada was fearless. He was in America all along, no money, no friend. In fact, he has more friends than non-devotees. Because Krishna is with him. But in material speaking, he is a foreign country from Vrindavan and everybody sadhu. Prabhupada, well, you know, this is a very dangerous place. But Prabhupada was always saying, and Mahavishnu Padaya Krishna Prasaya Bhutale, he said the Shakra of Krishna, Krishna Prasaya Bhutale. So he has no fear. We have to be followers of the previous Acharya. Mahajana Jana Katasha Pantha. We are the followers of the Mahajanas. Srila Prabhupada is Mahajana. He is known as Senapati Bhakta, you know that much. The commander-in-chief of the army. Right now, there is so many war going on. But there is a war inside us. We are battling with our mind and senses. Every day is a battle. To wake up is difficult. To generate is difficult because mind is dragging at that. Go have a sleep. You know, we struggle. There's a battle inside us. There's no need to point at others, but look into our own self. How hard it is to generate Krishna, even though it's easy. How hard it is to control the senses. Sense desire, you know, desire for the name and fame, very subtle desires. How do you get rid of that? So subtle. You can take a shower, nice warm shower, so, but that's the cleanse of the external body. How do you clean the heart and the mind, the consciousness to the holy name? That has to be quality changing. Just like we look for a really good soap, natural, as much as possible, cleanse the body nicely. So, you can chant Shiva and so many other mantras. But the holy name, it is recommended, powerful. It can only cleanse the heart. Even if you chant the name of the devil, then that's the power to liberate you. Only Hare Krishna mantra, but the mercy of the gurus, the sadhus. That means Srila Prabhupada is more powerful than the demigods. Because he can liberate us. The demigods cannot liberate us. They can only bind us in this world. So, you have to see the very Bhagavatam is so unanimous. I don't know how easy to be purified. Just like in Shrivan, Shabdan Kirtan, where they're hearing the topics of the Bhagavatam, the glory of the of Krishna from the Bhagavatam, spoken by the devotees. So easy. Why would we find it difficult? Because so many different anathas. Even in the sweet, how you say, smooth swimming, you have to clear away all the leaves and weeds that's growing on the water from the sea. Then when you clear away, then you can do smooth swimming. So Krishna consciousness is a smooth swimming process, given by the divine nature of Prabhupada. It's so easy because it's given to Prabhupada. Prabhupada, because Prabhupada knows what is he's coming down from Krishna. He's in the line. So we make it difficult. It's very difficult. Because we make it difficult. Just like to run the temple, to run any society, any organization. It's easy. But because there are people who they deviate, then it becomes difficult for the management. You see, the government is so tough for the people with the criminals, and there is rogues and criminals and corruption in government itself. So it's very difficult to run a smooth society. So similarly, that the yoga, that time people were very pure, very clean. There was no bad, no corruption. Everyone is good. But they may not be necessarily the devotees of Krishna, because inside the yoga people were very pious, but they didn't have Krishna bhakti. We have Krishna bhakti in this country. We have the holy name. They didn't have the holy name, they can sit and meditate. So Prabhupada says here, but we need to. The whole material world is filled with such envy that everyone becomes afraid of his neighbors. You know, people are neighbors here, so close to us. You know, they are there and they come to the temple. They know this consciousness is right here. The path to liberation, path to Vaikuntha, is right in the under their nose. Right under the nose is here, but they're looking elsewhere because they're jealous. Envy is such a bad quality. You see the snakes, they'll bite anyone, they will be anything to them, they still bite. You're a lesser person. Ah. You see, in India, there's so many snake bites. You can hear about it. In religious places, people are not snake bites. They told me. The religious, they love snakes. They have, like, what's the name of Sri Maharaj, when he was bitten by a snake, and his brother, his name is Maharaj Dhammajaya.
His son.
His son. Yeah, his son. And he beat the fire again. And he went to get rid of all the snakes in the world. He said, he beat my brother, nice, his father. He wanted to kill all the snakes. So then he started a huge jungle. And all the snakes were coming from wherever they are. And then, even if they don't want to, they like drag him. From, even from heavenly planet, big snakes were coming into the fire. And there was one snake, that was Vasus. It's like king of snakes, like heavenly planet. And he was really afraid to come. So he ran himself around the mountain. And the whole mountain was dragged because of the power of the mantra. Yeah. And so Brahma and Shiva, they all come down and they had to stop him because he said, this is not good. So they had to stop him. But by that time, there were millions of snakes around the world were killed, were born into that fire. So it's mentioned that if he didn't kill so many snakes, we would have more snakes today. So he had to get rid of all the snakes back then, now they're less. Lucky he did that. So I'm saying is that snakes, they're very jealous. They step on you, if you step on them, they really bite you. And people are like that today too. you step on someone, or you by accident you touch them, they will be upset. If you say something, they all gone. They'll say, ah, they may kill you, just because you look at them in the wrong way. The people are very disturbed. So we need to be, stay calm in Krishna consciousness. Our satisfaction is something. We're not disturbed by these things. So we have to give up this detachment. Sometimes somebody has a position, and I have a position, and so I put my name on the list, can I be there? Be satisfied with Krishna's beauty. The man become women, women become man, you know, this thing is going on. If you don't satisfy with that job. But these things are not necessary for those who are satisfied with Krishna. They don't need to change anything. They accept it as common. And in India, and you know, nowadays, people have abortion. Because they want a male child. If it's single, they will abort. So sometimes you can even go, if pregnancy, they can check what's coming, male or female. So there was one Maharaji in Mayapur, and the Prabhu, they had four daughters. So then, they wanted the fifth one, they wanted a boy. So they got the Brahmanas to chant the mantras and make sure that the child is a boy. But they pray for Krishna, they pray for Krishna for it. They didn't do so many mantras. They had to sincerely pray for Krishna, Krishna will provide. So it was actually a boy. So the Brahmanas chanted so many mantras and changed the boy into a girl. An accident. So there's five brothers. So my point is, we should just not be worried too much. Just be sincere and pray to Krishna. And you believe. I believe in that. I totally believe in that. You know, why people go to psychiatrists and go to some voodoo and they can give some inner instructions and mantra? It's because we don't have faith in Krishna. Like, people sometimes, they have problems among the family, they're fighting with each other, they beat up their wife. You know, violence, family violence. So they say, go and see counseling. And go into counseling. I never actually understood that. Because, what instruction they can give? They probably have the same problem, the counseling people. Comments. So, if you read the Bhagavatam, if you chant Hare Krishna, associated with very sincere, very Krishna, that is counseling. If you have the authentic faith in Krishna, Krishna's there, he'll give you the Shakti. He will verify the situation, he will make things correct. We don't have to worry about it. But because we're freaking out, then we go see someone else like that Krishna. Well, they give them all. I remember, there was this person who was bitten by a snake. And their uncle was a snake charmer. He can bring the poison out of him. And really good, he's expert. So the guy was going to someone else. He forgot. He had a motor and a bicycle. And he was going to someone else who is not so expert. So they brought him, and usually when a snake bites you, if it is an arm, then they tie him. That's the poison that goes to the head. So then, they tie the arm and the poison goes down here, so it's not going to the head, otherwise he'll die. So he said, when he came, he said, open that. And he had plans, some plants with the mantra, and he was shaking the tree over his arm with mantra. And he opened the tie, untied that knot, and the poison went to the head. But he can only do that if he is a very expert charmer. But he wasn't an expert, but he was just trying to do it, and he died. So You know, what I'm saying is exporting. We are not taking those who are exporting. We're going to the wrong person. So the counseling means you accept what is the best is true from God. I would believe, even if I'm doing small thing like cooking, something simple, not very big thing, I was very Christian. Please today, food. I'm not expert, please help me. Even actually that's the best method. Because even if you export, we always have to stay in the consciousness of Krishna, please help me. He was the devil of everything, he was the best. The Bhagavan, the God, he's the creator of the best. What is wrong with that consciousness? If I go around, I'm really good. That is not good. Because it all starts in consciousness. So if your consciousness is pure, is pure. Purity is what? Nobody is pure. Krishna is pure. He is the pure to the pure. So we become pure because we are associated with the purest thing of God. So if you associate with non-devotee, a karmi, with a prostitute, or associate with those who are meat eaters, all kinds of people, then their shakti, their ignorance rubs onto us. This is why we disassociate with the non-devotee. This is the reason. Because you drag it down to their level. So if you stay in the satsanga, they have that shakti. So our only counseling for us is to rebound. You see, this is why people who are so crazy, so crazy. You know, before they came to Krishna consciousness, they're nuts. They became proper disciples, and they served him, they joined the temple, they became sane. Isn't it? They became devotees, they became great devotees. Before they were caught up. So, always believe the real counseling is to take shelter of Prabhupada, is to take shelter of the holy name. Always another rule. Simple. If the devotee tells you to go and see counseling, there's nothing wrong with that. Reach down, be Prabhupada. I mean, somebody told me, what's his name? He had another marriage. That he was married for 1 month. And he didn't want to. So he didn't want him to. So he was reading Bhagavatam to his wife all night. And she said it was. You're not a good husband. If you were married to Shakuru, in the third night, the prostitute shaved her head and became a devotee. Because she was attracted by the pure chanting of Hare Krishna. So this is an example of how much purity is there in chanting and the mountain. So we have problems that come from chanting Hare Krishna. Read Bhagavatam. It's so difficult to sit in one place and every problem and generation. Then I go home, I'm finishing my lunch, then after a few months I'm thinking, oh, I can check the phone. The message came. And you start chanting another few hours, another message. So where is the quality of chanting if you do that? You have to be very determined. I'm going to chant no matter what happens. First, my japa first. Then I'm in the middle of chanting, I'm ready to go to the toilet. I said, I don't care what Mukhya Bhakti says, I'm going to finish my rounds. I don't care. People say, if you go and it goes into your bladder or something, I said, well, so what? At the worst thing can happen, I die. But the soul doesn't die. I was preaching to myself. I said, I'm going to the back of the house. So I'm not inside the house. So I'm going to chant Japa and the phone ring this, that, and check. I'm going to finish my life nicely. We talk about, this is what Krishna says. When you talk about determination, that's what it means. I'm going to do it no matter what. I don't care, because Ekadashi only like no friends, very strictly. I have two problems in this Hare Krishna movement. Two problems. Very badly, that's two problems, but very common problem that Ekadashi, I only friends. So difficult to follow Ekadashi. Another thing is getting up in the morning. So I would say to myself, that was when I young or we want to eat in the rice and things. But now when you're older, you don't care about knowledge, so now I don't eat all day. But we have to go against what tells us not to go against the if this is what pleases Prabhupada, this is what pleases Krishna, I won't do that. Be strong hearted. That is a good strength. Strength is always not the muscle strength, the body strength, the spiritual strength, Shakti. That Shakti is from the holy name. This is why the Prachetas, they were so capable. Now they could produce sons, they're so handsome, so beautiful, because they themselves were beautiful. They could take care of them. You see people nowadays, in our society, not only that, all of it is very prominent. They get married, after some time, divorce. After divorce, they marry again. 4 or 5 times, 8 times. They lose face doing that. When our founder, Guru Srila Prabhupada, was married once. We had his disciple, and we married so many times. And we say, follow the footsteps of our Guru. You know what I mean? So ask yourself, ask ourselves, how much are we actually taking charge of our Guru Maharaj? It's me first. The Guru says, no, not this girl, that girl. We already decided to marry that girl. And then he tells you, Guru Maharaj, please. But Guru is actually telling you not to. Please give me a blessing, Guru Maharaj. Guru Maharaj actually don't want you to marry at all. But he's being respectful. Or in fact, he said, you choose this girl and not that girl. Guru Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada also, he wanted to marry one girl. And his father said, no, not that girl, this girl. Because that girl is too beautiful, then you make him a Christian conscious. Because Srila Prabhupada's father was very good. So he listened to him. He married the girl who was not so beautiful. So, my point is that we need to see what pleases the Guru and not us. We decide to do something that pleases us, and then tell the Guru Maharaj, oh, please bless me. What do you think? But that is not the way. Before you decide anything, you have to go see the Guru for his blessing. If Guru Maharaj says, you say points your whole life, you have to. He said, no, I cannot control my senses. Well, even if you're married, you have to control senses. Yeah. Even if you are sensing oil, those who are ministers, you have to control the senses too. The sense control means what? It means have children only for the sake of having children. That's all. It's not unlimited enjoyment there. It's actually more anxiety. So what? Haridas Thakur was chanting japa. And the prosecutor asked, I want to associate with you. He said, I'll attend to you when I finish my lunch. And that never happened. Because you keep chanting. So it's not that we are devotees, we don't have lust. We have, but we don't have time for it. I just finish my lunch then. When I finish my job, finish my service. But that never happens. So you always have to filter ourselves. Filter it. This is not good, this is good. You know, okay. There's people who want to do that. So, makes sense what I said? Any questions? Or somebody in the mind? Yeah,
You said in your lecture that sometimes devotees they pray to the Lord basically recognizing the service, and it has also been said in Sri Shri Panishad that they are praying to the Lord basically whatever I have done in the past, please recognize it. And but if you see in one sense, some other statements also been said in scriptures that a pure devotee does not ask anything in the favor for the Lord. He just says, whichever situation you want to keep me, I'm just helping such a way. So, just help me to understand this.
Good question, actually. The thing is, it depends what it is. It's always an issue amongst somebody who is sincere or not sincere. First thing, everybody wants to God to pray. Even this is what Krishna says, four times a man happened to him. Always, there's a difficult situation, even constantly he just wants to see something. Somebody can advise him on that. But nobody says, oh, I'm okay, and even if it's something, you need one counselor, you need someone to tell you something. For pressure, of good or bad. But generally speaking, it is good for an advice, for us to make spiritual advancement. That is a good thing. To improve our national consciousness, this is what scripture says, we follow the footsteps of people. You don't say, ah, you know, and sometimes so good, and you know, I don't need you or show me your example. That's the wrong attitude. Okay, it's a fact it's not put us in this situation. But to become more better devoted Krishna, we can ask Krishna. If we think these people are not capable of giving the right instruction, maybe they're not qualified, ask Krishna, talk with him. It's okay. You talk with yourself, pray to Krishna. When you're chanting, ask, pray to Krishna. This is why we hear Krishna hearing prayers. But we never say, oh, whatever you gave me is okay. It's like, I was giving the example of some people who speak whatever a child may have, or a boy or girl, I accept, I don't want to x-ray because I'll be disturbed, I'm happy, what you give me. But that's good also, but if we can be better prepared if we know what's coming. This is my attitude. Okay, boy is coming, then we prepare, and you know, they have the worst things. Girls coming. Then it's there. It's not wrong to check. We can do something to make things more better. Then we form that purpose. Perhaps there is a way to fix that before it's born. That's one example. But I'm just saying that for us to be Krishna conscious, it's always good to consult. It's always good to see. This is why that's a situation we really need. So we can check each other. I'm not doing it right, this is what you should read right. And he can tell me, and he can see for himself. So there is a change. But that is also an attitude to think what's Krishna dealing with me outside of that. That's overall speaking. Like what situation you are in, what work you are in, a particular family, what kind of situation you are in, you're satisfied with that. But when you talk about individual spiritual advancement, serving Krishna, loving the Guru and Krishna, then we need to see pray. Maybe not others can help you. So there's a reason for everything. Makes sense, right?
You know, it looks like most of these aparadhas, the same by Indra, disturbed you know, sages, austerity.
Mm-hmm.
So they seem to have given birth to girl chakra, and child is a girl. Even in case of Vishwamitra and here, many examples, they end up giving birth to a child, a girl. Any specific reason?
Sometimes we have, the way we think is always tainted with our own motivation. Or you want a girl, or you want a boy. It's in our interest. What's wrong with girl? they can be also very good. So there's a reason. They had their own, they could have a point. But there is Hare Krishna, this, and this happened. Kali-yuga. So it's not like these days. Because you know, the boys will go to work and bring money and support the family. That's not the issue. It's Kali-yuga. The boy grew, and you know, they were not hero at that time. So it depends on you. Because, and it was the design of God that they had grow. And grow was pure good. This is why you mentioned Bhagavatam. Why not our people in the Bhagavatam? So they're very special people. So that's one thing. The other thing is that we have to always see that, you know, away from, see things through the sunshine. That when we think of the desire, motivation, then I like this guy, I like this boy, I like this girl, I like this. This becomes a material consciousness. So you kill the girl in the womb, abortion, because the girl is there to support us and so many reasons, and get a boy. But how do we know if the boy is going to make us good also? They can be the source of the suffering. They take drugs, feeding, and so many things. In India, we ask for girls because girls like seed. If girls take birth in the family, they're going to be good luck. Sometimes they say that, right? Girls, they like Lakshmi. They bring good luck to the family. Sometimes, boy, they can be a robot or a gangway. Who knows? So, not necessarily. So, when you see things in a mature consciousness, oh yeah, this girl is better. Those who talk about Satyayuga, it's mentioned here. The girl is very beautiful and very. Usually, I always find people who are, like girls who are very beautiful and very pretty. It's not always they have become misbehaviors. They also become good devotees. They use their beauty to serve Krishna. It's in their culture. And those who are ugly, they want to always look beautiful. And they work so hard. And they really want their consciousness, meeting up and using the surgery to look better. Yeah, you need to see these things. And those who are born naturally beautiful, handsome, and vegan. It's mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita. Krishna says, born in a family of righteousness and very beautiful, handsome, Brahma family. People who are ugly, some. But the problem is, we cannot judge. Whether they are really ugly, but they're always looking to become rich and making up to look more beautiful, handsome. So it's mundane, but it can be also, they can be devoted. So we don't know these things. Better to read the Bhagavad and see what is the best instruction that we can apply as a devotee. This is how I see it. Come here. I've got to go for this. So it was a good discussion, right?
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you so much.